From New Orleans, this is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Making music is hard, but the really tough part is getting people to listen. So this week, we're giving new songs a fair hearing. Caleb Elliott combines classical and Cajun music to make pop. Also, Cyril Neville, the Zion Harmonizers, and the great Mary Clayton. What would the Rolling Stones have done without her? New Louisiana music is just a shot away after the break. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. At their best, pop songs conjure exactly what it's like to be young. The stories are often simple, but they're not so easy to write, because the best pop songs take on the same themes as a great epic poem or a Wagnerian opera. Pop is about the loss of innocence. That's Caleb Elliott playing guitar. He's a singer-songwriter from Lafayette, Louisiana, whose debut pop album is called Where You Wanna Be. As a classical music cellist, Caleb Elliott has already played Carnegie Hall, and he enjoys a rarefied fan base. Collaborators on Elliott's album include singer-songwriter Susan Cowsill and members of the renowned bands Better Than Ezra, Beau Soleil, and Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. Caleb Elliott joins us at the studios of KRVS in Lafayette. So happy to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, Gwen. Glad to be here.
I have to say I'm glad to be here, too. It's a beautiful day in Lafayette.
Absolutely.
Now, I could ask you, a question about what it's like to be you with your first album out at the beginning of your career, but you pretty much address all of these issues in a song that you wrote called Speaking Of.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So I'm wondering, would you mind playing it for us?
Oh, man, I would love to play it for you.
Not knowing what to think, tied to mixed emotion like a prisoner. And I fear it's been too long, me singing these same songs, hoping for my something just to come along. But now I understand the nature of my plan is to believe, though no one else can see but me, just me. Insanity, let me be. I'm trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence of youth is spent searching for the love they're speaking of. I want the love they're speaking of. So forgive. Just trying to clear my mind. There's so much left to do, but little time. And I'll get there, I swear. But chasing dreams can be unfair. I know it seems that I'm not getting anywhere. So try to understand the nature of my plan is to believe. Though no one else can see but me, just me. Insanity, let me be. I'm trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence of youth is spent. searching for the love they're speaking of. I want the love they're speaking of. Speaking of.
Boy, can you play?
Oh, appreciate that.
Well, I tell you, I love that song. And it captures a lot of, you know, the sort of frustrations of trying to get off first base, or sort of, well, get off home base, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. and run to first.
Should get a base hit.
Yes, a base hit, a bunt, anything, you know, would be just so terrific.
Oh, yeah, and oftentimes you do feel like you're going insane.
Yeah, so. It's true, and I love those lines, you know, and the fear, it's been too long, me singing these same songs,
yeah,
hoping for something else to come along. And the whole, but now I understand that the nature of my plan is to believe it, though no one else can see it but me, just yeah. me. And that is, that's everybody has that kind of like little dream that they're nursing and working toward. And you're right, it's other people can't see it, but you're the one who can hopefully see it.
Absolutely. And for me, you know, I've been writing songs for a long time, and I had a dream of making a record like the one I've made, and I'd made plenty of demos, and I'd failed once or twice making the record with the wrong people, but I knew how I wanted it to come out, and I wasn't going to give up. And though a lot of the people along the way didn't share my vision.
When did you write Speaking Of?
Well, I was at a low point,
as you might imagine.
I had just hooked up with a friend to try to make my record. And I had spent a lot of money on it, and it didn't come out the way I wanted.
Okay, so around that time, you're around 23, 24 years old.
Yeah.
And you'd put a lot of money in it. Was this your money, or was this somebody else's money?
I'd saved up all of my money and then dropped it all and lost it.
May I ask you how much it was?
Oh, you know, I guess more than $8,000 or so. And
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, especially for someone that young. And, you know, I'd been saving up.
And how had you earned the money?
My sweat. I play music for a living. I play or anywhere that'll have me, you know. And I actually put myself through school playing music like that. And also, you know, just any gig I can take, weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So we're talking, you know, untold many bandstands, untold many weddings, bar mitzvahs, you know, family events, you know, tip jars.
Oh, absolutely.
And so then you bet it all. You ride.
You know, you got to go all in.
Right.
At least I do.
Oh, sure. You know, you put it all on this demo, and you realize this is not what I envisioned.
Yeah.
Lord knows we've all failed at something, and you have a kind of a sinking feeling first when you realize, uh-oh.
The day it happened.
Houston.
I don't want to mention any names because, you know, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but I was at a certain studio. We had already done some drum tracks and some acoustic guitar tracks, and we go in and listen back to the tracks, and the guy that was, you know, the engineer and the guy who was helping make it was like, you know, this is all just horrible. You got to start over. And me, a young guy, didn't know. It just totally took the air out of me. And that was that point that you're talking about, that sinking feeling. Like, good Lord. It's like, do you understand how much I've invested, you know, in this? But, you know, he was like, man, this isn't ready yet, you know. And maybe he was, you know, he's probably right. Still wasn't fun to hear.
No, it doesn't sit well, does it?
No.
You know, it's interesting. The song is interesting because it seems to have a lot of hope to it. You know what I mean? And if you're writing a song that's that hopeful at a time when you were that down, that says something about you and about your character.
Thanks. Gotta keep going, man. Gotta keep going.
Okay, here's take two of Caleb Elliott's song, Speaking Of, done the right way with all the right people, including Grammy-winning producer Tony Daigle.
Insanity, let me be. I'm trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence of youth is spent searching for the love.
Love is speaking of.
Love is. about the future. I've never won a loser. There's so much in my mind to reconcile. I might be here for a while. Insanity, let me be. I'm trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence of youth is spent searching for the love they're speaking of. I want the love they're speaking of. Give me the love they're speaking of. I want the love they're speaking of.
Coming up, Susan Cowsill of the chart-topping Cowsills lends her pop credentials to the mix. Stay with us. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. We're delivering new music today from artists around Louisiana. Here's Caleb Elliott with I Would Never.
I find the notes you left me everywhere. They were from when we thought that love was fair. I find them one by one, and when I think I'm done, I turn around and find another one. That's why this thing called love is so unfair. It makes us do these crazy things, I swear. Smelled your perfume in the marketplace. It was some other girl without your face. I followed around, all up and down the aisles. She must have thought that I had gone insane.
When Caleb Elliott was an itty-bitty boy, his mother took him to the symphony and told him to choose an instrument he'd like to play. He chose the timpani, but he got a cello. Why? Because the family needed a cello player, and mother knows best.
My sister plays the harp. She actually played on my record. She's a really great harpist. And my oldest brother plays the violin, and my other brother plays the trumpet. My mom plays the piano.
My gosh, I want to come to your house for holidays. That sounds fantastic.
It's fun. We all sing around the piano.
You get to Carnegie Hall, and please do not say practice.
Well, you've already said it, so I don't need to. You know, people ask me what my influences are, and I have to tell them Bach, because I grew up listening more to that than pop music or anything like that. So when the opportunity came along to be a part of the National Youth Honor Orchestra at Carnegie.
The National Youth
Honor Orchestra.
Honor Orchestra.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I sent in an audition tape of Bach Suite Number 1, and and I didn't think I would make it, and then I got accepted, and it was so much fun, man. I think I was 17, and I was in New York. You know, it was crazy.
That is wonderful. You can't avoid it. I'm going to ask you: can you play a little bit from what from your Bach Suite Number 1? Do you remember
sure.
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so excited.
Thank you. I'm gonna need my music. I would need my music to make it all the way through, I think.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. I love it. Thank you. You're a very nice young man.
Sorry.
So obliging.
I hope Bach didn't roll over in his grave right then. Yes.
But did you at that time think that you were going to make your living as a classical musician?
You know, I really had no clue at that point. I was honing my skill not out of a discipline, but more of a love for it, you know.
What does your dad do for a living?
My biological father passed when I was 11.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry to hear that.
My father was a minister. So he traveled around all around the world as a missionary and doing youth camps and stuff like that.
Was your mom active in the church as well?
Yep, my mom played piano in the church and sang like an angel.
Oh, my word. And so, and this is a what denomination church?
It was a non-denominational church. It wasn't like, you know, a gospel church or something. It was hymnals where we all stand up in the church and my mom leads us in a hymn, you know. So it was pretty old school in that way.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of taught me some of the forms of songwriting. And so when I first picked up the guitar at 13, I was already experimenting with what I kind of knew from that. But my stepfather is an architect, and his name's George, and he's one of my best buddies. I think he was one of the first people to tell me about Randy Newman.
Ooh.
And he had it on vinyl.
He did you a favor.
Oh, what? Yeah. Randy Newman is phenomenal. But he had a lot of those old albums on vinyl. And you know what? Growing up in a religious household like I did, I didn't really listen to a lot of that kind of stuff. But when he came around, I started being exposed more to it. And
who else?
Oh, man. You know, when I got to college, I started really discovering people that I'd missed out on, you know, the Beatles, Paul Simon. I really like Neil Young a whole lot. So I've kind of made up for lost time as far as that goes.
I can imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know several hundred songs just from playing, you know, any gig I can take, you know, making a living doing that.
But let me ask you, do you want to be a pop star?
Eesh. I want to be...
Be honest.
I want to make a living playing music. I want to be able to continue making records like this one for the rest of my life. When you think pop star, I guess you would think more like Lady Gaga or something. I don't know. And I'm not trying to be anything
like
that.
I don't know how you would look in fishnets.
No. I don't want to know how I would look in fishnets. But, you know, I get in my field, like a John Mayer or something, you know. I just want to keep writing good songs.
Well, let's talk about Where You Want to Be, which is just another favorite song of mine on your record, you know. And I guess it's the title song of your record, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Of course, now I'm going to ask you to play it. I mean, I don't mean to treat you like a jukebox, but you're here, you got a bunch of instruments, we got a microphone.
You know what?
What else can I ask?
Put another quarter in the jukebox.
Sleight of hand, oh well. He had it coming anyway, with all the hurtful things he'd say. You know you're never gonna make it out of this place, young man. Ooh, ooh. So you find a new religion, you try to make a change, but change is hard. It seems like every day's the same. So many habits there to break. And then you start to understand why the old man lost his faith. Find you where you wanna be. not a race, so it doesn't matter. Pay no mind to that useless chatter, you'll get there. Just live your life at your own pace. Wake up and do what you can each day. Slowly I hope you'll find that life was better because you tried, you know you tried. Well, no one can take that away. Find you where you want to be, where you want to be.
You.
That was so. How did you do that? One minute you're playing the guitar, the next minute you throw the guitar away and you're playing the cello, but the guitar's still playing.
Magic. No, I just have a little loop pedal here. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I wish I had one of those too. I could get a lot of work done. I just think it's a great song. I really do. And I love that line. Change is hard. It seems that every day is the same. So many habits yet to break. And then you start to understand why the old man lost his faith.
Yeah. And, you know, it could be taken, you know, speaking to oneself, you know, the old man who I used to be, and how it's hard to break out of the way you've been conditioned to be.
That's about the hardest thing in the world, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if people really even do it. I mean, they say they do, but I wonder. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever really successfully changed a dang thing.
You know, but you got to believe that you have the ability, right? I mean,
yeah.
I believe that people have the ability to change if they want to.
I once took a course from a minister, Peter Gomes, who lived up in Massachusetts, and that's what he said was the definition of the good news, you know, in Christianity, which is that you don't have to remain as you are.
Yeah, yeah. There's passages in the Bible that talk about changing your mind and rethinking, and how that affects your entire life, you know. When you rethink a situation, you try to look at it from a different perspective. That's how you might be able to achieve change in your life.
Yeah.
You know? And so I agree with the minister that you talked to.
I try to be what you need to let go and be loved. But I am blind and I'm out of my mind to think that is enough. I've never been in love, dear Julia.
Who's Julia?
All names and likenesses were changed to protect the innocent.
Well, Julia's a good name, you know. It's a good name, and it's a good song. And what I like about it is that at a time when, you know, everyone has gotten so cynical about love, and it's so nice that you go in the entirely opposite way.
This is definitely, you know, youthful love and innocence. And, And I wrote it at a time when I was just that, you know, and never been in love and didn't know what it was like to come out of thinking you're in love, you know, and all that stuff, you know.
You don't forget it, do you?
Oh, no, no, no. And it kind of shapes who you are. And it's one of those experiences that you hate, but later on you're like, man, I learned a lot of stuff there.
That you never see the little things that make me call this love.
I hear Susan Galsill's voice. She's one of the great harmonizers, actually.
Oh, you're not kidding there, man. Working with her was a thrill.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you were alive during the time when Susan Galsill and her family, the Galsills, had their top 10 songs, you know, on the charts. Hair, The Rain, The Park, and other things. And, you know, and their appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. You weren't alive back then.
No, I wasn't, but I got a bit of a history lesson. I'm glad to have, been enriched by Susan and getting to know her.
You know, we talked to her not long ago, and we were talking in particular about harmony. And she said, I'm just like a dog on a duck.
Yeah, I guess I was the duck.
I try to be what you would need to let go and be loved.
Have you felt like you've outgrown any of your songs?
Not really. I still can go back to that place, you know, I find.
Yeah.
I'm sure at some point I might have a different answer to that question.
The beauty of these songs is that they take on different connotations at different points in your life, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what will happen to your songs.
Maybe so. I'll just keep writing them and keep trying to capture those feelings, you know? Zachary Richard said, and
Cajun.
Oh man, he's a phenomenal songwriter and musician. He said something that really resonated with me, and I wrote it down. It said, songwriting is about communicating your emotion and sharing your humanity. And so, I try to remember that whenever I have an inspiration for a song. You know, I thought those were such good words of wisdom, which he's full of all sorts of good words of wisdom.
Yeah, say that again.
Communicating your emotion and sharing your humanity.
That about hits it on the head, doesn't it?
I think so. I agree.
Thank you, Zachary Richard.
I know.
The real fâché mean?
It's translated into the mad reel. Well, they refer to certain Cajun songs as reels.
Oh, okay.
So that one is an old Dennis McGee tune. I knew I wanted a fiddle sound on the song Where You Want to Be. And Mitch Reed, a good friend of ours, he's a phenomenal Cajun fiddler. One of the first things he said is like, Caleb, there's an old Cajun song that fits perfectly over the chord progression of your tune. It's called Les Reels Fâchés. And so we just decided, let's go ahead and record it. And it became the idea for a reprise of the title track.
Yes. Sort of.
I just thought it was a great way to pay homage to, you know, the effect that this culture around here has had on me. And you know, I love it down here. And I want to do more stuff like this.
Thank you so much for coming out to KRBS and being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Caleb Elliott has joined us here at the studios of KRBS in Lafayette, Louisiana. Coming up, we're spinning new releases from more Louisiana artists, including a song that's bound for President Obama's iPod. Stay with us. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is the new music edition of Music Inside Out. These next songs are new releases from Louisiana artists who make sounding good seem easy. First up, singer-songwriter Kelsey May plays bluegrass, country, and rock and roll. Here she is, serving up the King of Tennessee.
I wanna be the King of Tennessee. I wanna shake it from black and white to color TV. I wanna rock and roll in fancy cars. I wanna spend my days with Hollywood stars. Oh, I wanna sing. Sing like a king. I wanna go from rags to riches too. I wanna show off my fancy blue sweatshirts. And I wanna feel that warm spotlight. I wanna sway my I wanna be.
That was Kelsey May and the King of Tennessee. Next up, Anders Osborne was born in Sweden, but he seems as if he was raised in the Mississippi Delta. Here he is with his latest release, Jealous Love.
Your pretty little face looks so alone. Sister, sister, your boyfriend's gone. If he ain't here, he don't care. Love is sweet, but love ain't fair. Don't waste your time with a fool like that. Can't you tell he ain't got your back? I beg you, honey, I beg you, please. Can't you see you ain't his main squeeze? Jealous love. Jealous love. Jealous love. Honey, you got jealous love. You live on down in the valley. So how come you meet him in the darkest alley? Deep inside the damage done. You'll never be your number one. Jealous love.
Jealous Love by Anders Osborne. A new documentary called 20 Feet from Stardom features some of the best background singers in the business, including Darlene Love and our next singer. Mary Clayton was born in Girtown in New Orleans and recorded with Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, and perhaps most famously with the Rolling Stones. Here she is on the film soundtrack with a version of the song she helped originate, Gimme Shelter.
Children, children, children,
Clayton. Remember that name. Veteran percussionist Cyril Neville is on deck. He has a new album out called Magic Honey, and here's an excerpt from the title song. Okay, that takes care of Saturday night, but what about Sunday morning? After Cyril Neville does Magic Honey, we're turning to the Zion Harmonizers, who've waited 15 years to release their latest album. And it's just in time. They've invited President Obama to next year's celebration, marking their 75th anniversary in music. For those keeping track, a 75th anniversary is a diamond jubilee. Here are the Zion Harmonizers with Anybody Here.
Lord, anybody here?
Anybody here?
Do you love my
Jesus?
Anybody here?
Anybody here?
Love the Lord?
Lord, the Lord.
I want to know.
I want to know if you love my Jesus.
I want to know.
I want to know if you love my Jesus.
I want to know.
If you love the Lord, good.
The Zion Harmonizers with Anybody Here. To hear that song again, go to our website at musicinsideout.org. And you've been listening to Music Inside Out. Our show is produced by Lynette Johnson, Sean Collins, Flawn Williams, and Jason Rhine. Special thanks this week go to Carl Fontenot and the good people at KRVS in Lafayette. Music Inside Out is made in partnership with the good people at WWNO in New Orleans. For a complete playlist of songs from today's show, please go to our website at musicinsideout.org. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out.
Music Inside Out is underwritten by the Historic New Orleans Collection, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, Adam Newman Studio, and WWNO. Donations to Music Inside Out are tax deductible, thanks to our partnership with the National Performance Network. For more information on how you can support our program, go to our website at musicinsideout.org/support.